so this next guy hasn't told a story in a long time. He's been on like the R Stories podcast where they do those, but you know, he hasn't told like a story here at Your Stories in a very long time, and just like Geiger and I wanted him to come back and do it. And thankfully he said yes. He was like, why? But he's like, because I love the way you tell a story. So, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Reeder.
I always feel so weird about telling stories at these, because we started this whole night for other people to share their stories, and it always felt so selfish. But how do you say no to Dwight? Right?
Yes. Like this.
Like,
no!
I gotta take some lessons, man. So I'm becoming, I guess, our prop comic here. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I know. Great for a podcast, right? Very good. Very good. Very good. It's been an incredible journey, Dwight. We started off in a shitty storefront theater over at Montrose, and now we're in a garage. Couldn't have done it without you, Dwight. Don't know how we got here. Anyway. So my story doesn't have a clear beginning, middle, or end. It's a, like everything I say. It's a collection of thoughts, swept up cobwebs and dust bunnies from the corners of my mind, pulled together into a dustpan and shook out in front of you. So how much do I weigh? Not literally, but figuratively. Also, not figuratively, but literally. How much does my life weigh? And how much does my psyche weigh? See, I want to get rid of things, drop some weight, focus on the things that bring me joy, drop the stuff that I just have lying around. I'm trying to find the strength to throw useless things out. Sometimes I need to unload memories or emotions, physical trauma, fear, and also just stuff. So, stuff like, this is a racquetball racket. I haven't played racquetball but one time when I was 16. I've had this for 17 years. Here you go. Happy birthday, Dwight. May you keep it for 17 more years. All right. I used to be a t-shirt fiend. I carried memories in t-shirts. They've signified something, or someone, some time in my life that I wanted to remember. They felt like living photographs that I could wear. About a year ago, I purged a lot of them. I took a photo of each one before I threw them away. I had to remember them somewhere, somehow, someway. 37 shirts. 5.5 ounces per shirt. Guys, I lost 13 pounds. Do I need the keys from my apartment in grad school? What if I forgot something when I moved out 8 years ago? Exactly. I carry a bag with me everywhere I go. I'm like some sort of urban hipster prepper. I've got a bottle of water, I've got an iPhone charger, I've got a chapstick, I've got a pen, I've got a notepad, I've got a towel, I've got extra socks, I've got an extra shirt, and I've got a phone wire from a modem I no longer use. Happy birthday twice. You're gonna get so much shit, buddy. Maybe I carry these things because I live in a city and I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to get home before I need to go to the next thing that I've got planned. And maybe it's because I used to work as an archaeologist and I would find myself in the middle of a cornfield really wishing I had a banana or a Band-Aid or a bandana. When I was in grad school and working on my thesis, I carried a backpack. Inside were 16 books about how theater could be used as an agent to bring on social change. And I carried these 16 books around with me every day for this semester, just in case I had an extra 5 minutes. So, new creative community, the art of cultural development. Dwight! For you, buddy. A lot of great stuff in there. I don't think I'm a hoarder, but I hang on to things longer than I should. I was raised a frugal child, not destitute, but ate my fair share of Hamburger Helper and drank stir-in-your-own-sugar Kool-Aid. Hell yeah, that's good stuff. So whatever amount of room I have had available to me, I have felt the need to fill it. I like feeling full. Maybe it makes me feel complete or whole, not without, I'm not sure. But I want to shed, peel off the extra layers of the onion that are no longer important or necessary. Two things I have way too much of, socks and underwear. It's true. No, I didn't do that. I thought about it, but I didn't. And this has to be linked to something dumb from my childhood, probably that frugal part. And I hate paying for laundry. In college, when I ran out of clean socks and underwear, I knew it was time to go home for a visit. And somewhere along the way, it just stuck. I'll do an entire load of laundry that is just socks and underwear. I have at least a month's supply of both. Urban hipster prepper. And I think there are actually some preppers in my family, and those genetic traits have been passed down to me. And I have to actively fight against that. I'm going to kind of go on an emotional diatribe here. So my paternal grandfather died when I was in college. And he wasn't a hoarder per se, but he was really damn close. Sort of a modern-day fur trapper, figuratively and literally. He bought in bulk, sought out things that were a good deal, a grizzled, gristly German-Irish hothead, and a drunk, and an emotionally and physically abusive father. I think he was, in some part, a product of the world that he grew up in. I've heard stories about his mother slapping him around and putting cigarettes out on him. So I think if you put a dog in a cage and fuck with it, it's bound to come out a little bit nasty. And so he bought things to keep himself prepared and safe, like he was searching for a feeling of control. When he died, my family gathered to clean out his home in Aurora, Illinois. It was weird and hard and emotional and very cathartic for everyone that was there. There was a lot of pain that was harbored in his home. We had to rent a construction dumper. Dwight. We had to rent a construction dumpster, a really big one. And my grandfather, he had odd things. Owl lamps, deer antlers, boar heads. I think we counted 16 or 17 large-sized coolers. If Grandpa went fishing and he needed more room to bring home his catch, he'd buy another cooler. Also soap. The guy had a lot of bar soap. I took one of the coolers when we were cleaning out his home, and I filled it with bar soap. I brought that cooler with me to college, and I didn't have to buy soap for 2 years. It's a lot of fucking soap, guys. So I live in Chicago in a small one-bedroom condo, and I'm out of room, and I want to drop weight, but I hate waste, and I want to use every part of the buffalo. What if I need this Dixie Stampede mug full of keychains?
I'm not going to, but Dwight might.
Happy birthday, Dwight. And doing comedy doesn't make it any better. I've combed through my home and I've found a couple of things that I've kept over the years for comedy, things that I have never used. Here's one, Halloween dance party music. From the year 2000. There are people in this room that I've done dozens and dozens of comedy shows with. Did you know I owned this? Did we ever use it?
No.
Will we ever use it?
No.
No.
Here you go, Dwight.
I'm looking forward to a spooky Halloween at your house. I've never even listened to it, which is the saddest thing. Someday, someone is going to have to rent a dumpster and throw out all of my stuff. The things that meant something to me. The things that I cherished. The things that won't make sense to anyone else. So to my future grandchild, here is a cooler full of bar soap. Use it well.
I wasn't clever enough to get a whole thing of bar soap.
Is Henry in the room?